Hey, hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast show, and this is your DJ. If you have been following me from day one, you know, yes. But for the newbies, I'm Damien Joshua, currently living in Norway, and I'll be sharing all of my life experiences. It can be random, which can be real, which happened to me, which I've heard from people. Yes, this podcast show is all about it. And if you want to follow me on any social media, the links are given in the description of my podcast show. You're free to follow, you're free to give your comments, everything is open, it's up to you. Yes, so I know it's been a very long time again. Yeah, this is the beginning of the conversation. You know, every time I do the same thing, you know, it's been a long time, but I'm sorry guys, life has changed, everything has become hectic for me. I have to think about what I should do, about my future goals, about my education, everything has changed, and I'm been sorting out things, you know, in a way so that, you know, like I'm trying to do my podcast show again, but I don't get time for real. I don't get time to do things, you know. I have to be planning about my personal matters, which I can't be telling it out to everyone, and this is a public forum, so I can't be telling it. But yeah, I've been through ups and downs in my life, and everything happening, you know, life is not the same, because when I was in India, life was different. I went through a very different phase of life, everything totally different, you know. But here, when it comes to a country which, you know, you have not been used to, or you're learning and everything is different. And when you come to get to know about different cultures and different kind of people, yes, that gives a huge experience for me. And yes, in a month, my course, which I'm doing currently right now, which is languages and language, I'm learning the Norwegian language, is going to get over in a month. And it's been like, time is ticking, like, yes, Damien, yes, yeah, you're going to go, yeah, you know, you have to leave this campus soon. Like, you know, time is ticking, because this is like a 9-month course. So it's been 8 months, and this journey was very beautiful. Kind of, I started to talk about my journey, how I entered into the country, and how I told, and yes, this is the third episode, like, I'm in Norway, I'm doing the third episode, and I'm, like, talking about, like, about what, how was my journey, and how did everything go, and I'm so sorry that I was not able to update what I was doing, but, you know, like, I didn't want to update everything, like, day to day, like, yes, this was happening, and I did this, I did that, yeah, that's, I can do that. But again, time, there is so much time restrictions, and I have to think about the timings, you know, because I've been used to Indian timings, and, you know, people listening to Indian time, and I'm in Norway, and there's a time difference and everything. It's understandable. So I've been thinking about all those things, and yes, I came during autumn, and not autumn, it was like end of summer and beginning of autumn. It was cool, because I'm in Oslo, which is the capital of the country, Norway. So I have to, you know, I landed there, I was with my uncles and all my relatives, and I had to come to down south, which is called Kristiansand. But I'm not exactly in Kristiansand, I'm like 25 to 30 kilometers away from the city. That's a city. So I live in a place called Birkeland, like where my school is. So I live inside my school. Like, I have, like, this is a campus where you have, like, classrooms and everything, and you have, like, a hostel facility, like, you get your food, everything. So this is all about my school and where I live. And so life has changed, like, from day one, like, you know, getting to know new friends. My class is an international class, so I have Indian, I'm an Indian, I have a Sri Lankan, I have Filipinos, I have a person from UK, from USA, from Colombia, from Romania. Yeah, we are, like, of diverse, and Norwegians, you know, like, I'm, like, 95% with Norwegians. So that was a good experience, you know, being with Norwegian, and I'm still learning, even though I can talk and I can understand the language, but I'm still on the process of learning, on the process of, you know, getting perfect and understanding things and the rules and the regulations of the country. Yes, this is all what's going on right now. And yeah, I enjoyed, like, I was in the autumn, like, I could exactly see, like, when it's September and mid of September, you see all the trees and plants like shedding the leaves, turning into yellow, and that looks so beautiful. Like, I was like, yes, this is like a perfect autumn. Like, I've never seen autumn or winter or summer or like the four seasons in my country. I'm not blaming my country where I'm from. You know, India's a perfect country. I love India. But, you know, I've never seen like perfect four seasons in my life. It's either going to be sun or heavy rains or anything like that. But I love the autumn here. Winter was so good. When I had the first snow, I was getting so mad. I was like so anxious. My anxiety level was like so high. Like whenever it snows or there's a sleet or anything, you know, I just run out of the room and enjoy standing out there. Yeah, the snow part is good, but you know, when the snow melts, yeah, I've posted a reel like when it snows and when it becomes ice, what is the difficult part? I've posted on my Instagram, so don't forget to you know, check it out and just follow me on Instagram too. Yeah, coming back to the seasons, yeah, winter was so good. I enjoyed Christmas, a new culture and new food, and everything is so different here. Obviously, it's going to be different, it's not going to be like India. Yeah, and yes, so winter goes, you know, it's like Jan, Feb, you know, I'm in the period of spring. Spring is so pleasant here, so beautiful. Like, you see all the flowers blooming, turning into green, you know, the fresh hair around you. You can feel like spring in the hair, you know, you're like, yes, it's spring, exactly, it's becoming spring, you know, that feel is so good. And just everything, like the seasons and everything, is so perfect here. And you know, life is being like, now my life is becoming perfect. Like, you know, I'm like literally turning into Norwegian, even though I'm an Indian. I'm so sorry, but because I live in Norway, I'm turning into like a Norwegian. Like, the way they talk, the way to plan out things, and everything is like perfect Norwegian. Like, you know, you're turning into Norwegian because you're accustomed to the culture, you're accustomed to the timings, everything. And yes, one thing which I faced is the daylight savings. When it became October, I think on October 30th, I think 26th or 30th, there was a time change. Like, you, during the winter, you have like an extra, no, you get back, your time goes back. If it's like 3 a.m., it goes back to 2 a.m., so you get like a minus 1 hour. So that had a very good impact on me. I was like, no, if it's like 6 o'clock, like if it's 6 o'clock, I was like, oh yeah, it should be like 5 o'clock, you know. And like, yeah, I could feel the difference. I felt the difference for literally a month. And since I live in the south, I've never faced like, oh, like one day or 1 week or 1 month of darkness or anything like that, because it's south. If you go to the north of Norway, yes, you experience like so many days or so many weeks of darkness. Yes, that happens, that's for true. But the place where I live, it doesn't happen like that. It's like you get your sun rises like 9:30 and 10, and it goes on like 2:30 and 3, it becomes dark. Like with 3:30, everything is dark. Like in the morning also, the same, you know. When I get up, it's gonna be dark. Like when I get up at 7:30 for my classes, I get ready, it's gonna be dark. Then my classes, you know, happens, like everything is there. Then when my class gets over, it's again dark, you know. So it's the same. And yeah, that was a crazy experience. And you know, that became like that. Then after, like during December, there was a point, like I think on 21st of December, again it started, like, you know, your daylight started to increase, even though it's you don't have a time change like daylight savings, your daylight starts to increase. Then during March 26th, we had a time change. It became like you get an extra hour. If it's like 2 a.m. you get 3 a.m. so you get an extra hour. But for daylight savings during the winter, it goes back. Like if you are at 3 a.m. it goes back to 2. But here, if you have 2 a.m. it's, you get an extra hour. So it happens like that. And yes, now I feel like the sun is like, you know, when it's like early 6 o'clock, before 6:15, it's like kind of getting bright. And during the night, like it's 9:30, it takes the whole sky to become dark. now I can see it. Yeah, now we are, you know, we're getting more sunlight and everything. This is like a different experience for me, like, you know, in nature wise. Yeah, in people's, I've been more used to, you know, being with Indians and everything. And I'm not talking like I'm not Indians are good, because I'm an Indian. So, and it's sometimes it's kind of hard to mingle with a Norwegian or a group of Norwegian people. Yeah, I feel it quite hard, but it's the way how you survive. It's like I'm literally playing a game of survival of the fittest, like, which happens in, you know, every life on earth, like every living being on earth. So I play the survival of the fittest. But, you know, the culture here, you know, like, I want to say, like, one thing, like, which felt so weird for me is, like, in the bus, even though we, you know, like, in India, we sit next to each other, you know, we sit on our laps, we have our friends and everything sitting close together, like, not only India, like, most of the Asian countries. But here in Norway, we don't have like that. If not, like, for example, you can sit with your friend, you know, next to your friend and everything, but you can't sit next to a stranger in Norway. You can't sit, because it's like you're taking away the privacy, or you're taking away this personal space. So we don't sit next to each other. So, you know, like in the bus, like, every window seat is always filled, but the next seat is like either they have the bags or they don't have anything. But if there's no place in the bus, obviously you can ask them, like, can I sit, you know, in a very polite way. So they'll be like, yes, you know, you can sit. Because it's one of the biggest cultural difference which I've seen, and I was like so shocked. But first few months I was like, yes, this is kind of uneasy. But now I'm like, yeah, that feels good, you know, being alone, like wearing your AirPods and listening to your music or having your own conversations or anything. It feels like, yes, you have your me time, you know, in the bus. You, like, at least you relax. That's one of the biggest difference I felt. I was like, yeah, this is kind of, you know, yeah, it's weird for me, but, you know, this is a culture which has been here in Norway. And I was like, okay, cool, yeah, okay, guys, you have your own rules and regulations of, you know, sitting in a bus, that we are not used to this. Yeah, there are many things, you know, you can talk about many things, like, yes, but to say, there are so many things you can tell, yeah, like that and this, you know, there's a difference, obviously. It's going to be different. I'm not complaining, but I can tell an experience. So if you want to come to Norway and you want to see around, and, you know, if you want to study or anything, you know, you get to know about Norway. Yeah, okay, Norway's like that. Like, you know, it's like this. And to say Norway has one of the best foods, or Norwegian food is really good. And here everybody's health conscious. Like, everybody look after their health so good. And I like that's very important. It's not only important for the Norwegians, it's important for everyone. I have learned that lesson, you know, like, you should be health conscious. I like that. So I'm trying to imbibe all those good qualities from a person, from a Norwegian, like, you know, how they are. And that's good. There are many things to say about positive and negative. There are positive and negative aspects, you know. You can't be only saying about the positive aspects, but there are negative aspects also. But I can't, the negative aspects comes out from my perspective, so I can't tell a negative aspect or anything which I felt negative, even though, you know, it can be positive for the others, but it can be felt negative for me. But I can't tell all those negative aspects from my side, because it's gonna be different for everyone. Yes, that's what I think. So these are the things which has been happening for the past couple of months, like, you know, 8 months. And yeah, Norwegian life is different, obviously it's different. And yeah, I like it, into the cold, the pleasant weather, the warmth, and the sunlight and everything, you know. Like, always I tell, like, you know, there is sunlight, but you don't feel the warmth from the sun, you know. You feel the sun is like far away, you know, like you can see literally, like the sun is like shining with its light, but, you know, you don't get the warmth of the sun. Yeah, that's the problem, and you have to take like supplements like vitamin C, vitamin D, omega tablets, like, you know, the fish oil tablets and everything. Yeah, that's must. I do that every day, because yeah, when we don't have sunlight, that makes your skin and your body and your bones, you know, weak and everything. So vitamin D is very important. So when there is no sunlight during the winter, we have to take supplements, but it's not going to only be in winter, but for the whole year, because either we are going to have like a lot of sun or there's no sun, or, you know, it's going to be cloudy or snowing or like that. It's winter, so that's a problem. So vitamin supplements is very important. So that's what I wanted to say and share about things. And I think I'll be, you know, I'm going to plan out things, and, you know, I'll be coming up with many different things. And yes, so this is about my small update, not an update, like my experience in this school. And this is all me living my own life all by myself, you know. Even though I go to Oslo, I stay with my uncle, aunt and everything, you know. That's a different life, because I have my, like, my uncle and aunt and my cousins there. But here, this is a life where I live on my own, everything on my own, because I got food here and I get everything, because we had paid for everything. So, but living life on my own, like, boom, on the first day, you know, like, yeah, you're alone, you have to live your life, you have to survive, you have to do that, you have to do this. Yeah, that becomes a difficult point, because I've always been pampered, I've always been in a comfort zone. I don't know how to do that, how to do this. Yes, that's me. But now, I've grown up in, I have a lot of knowledge in many aspects. I'm not proud to say, but yes, I'm proud, because, you know, that helps me, that this is going to help me out in some point of life. That's what I thought, like, you know. And it doesn't mean that you have to come to a foreign country, you have to, you know, live a lonely life or an alone life or anything, you know. It can happen in your same place where you are, you know, people from everywhere, you know. It can be in your own country, it can be in your own city, you know. You have to move from your mom's house or from your parents' house to a different place and live, you know. That happens. That is also an experience. You get an experience within your place, but I've gotten an experience which is like out of my place, like from where I was born and where I was brought up. So that's a whole lot of a different experience. But yes, this is what I wanted to say. And yeah, okay, now it's time to close. And yeah, so again, reminder, if you want to follow me on my social media, the links are given on the podcast show description. You're free to follow, comment if you want to. If you want me to talk about anything specific or anything like that, you're ready to do it. I'm so happy you can do it. Yes. So see you guys and take care. Bye-bye.